Hey, feel I'm in the mood for a switcher. I hit the function, hit the rosé till I hiccup. I hit the stage and leave with money, that's a sticker. She picture perfect, so I told him I'm a flicker.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Uncut Critic Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Kid Adonis.
This is Brandon K. Jones. How y'all doing?
Hey, so today we're going to be going over Netflix's original film,
The Army of the Dead.
Ooh, with Batista, bro.
Okay, don't go in on Batista, homie. As a wrestler turned actor, he's not the worst.
Okay, can I just bring something up into context a little bit before we even get into
the movie,
the overview of the movie? It's going to be talking about him.
Oh yeah, I know that.
And it's going to be talking about The Rock.
I knew you were going to bring him up. You know they won't film it together, right?
Huh?
You know the Batista said that he won't work with The Rock.
Ooh.
Yeah. I caught an article on that. He was like, yeah, I don't really feel the need more so to
exactly
work, like with The Rock and like John Cena and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. If I were to fight or work with you in wrestling, why would I want to?
I would even think it's just because of that. I feel like it'll be too many comparisons, like how this moment happened right here with Batista, The Rock, and John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do think Batista has a better future than The Rock, technically, because you do forget he was a wrestler. Because to be honest, his last name was his, like, what you call it name?
Yeah.
So overall, I feel like as an actor, it helps. It helps.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, his name was Cage and he was doing wrestling. Oh, Nicolas Cage. You know?
Right.
Like,
but I get you though.
But Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. You're still
Dwayne,
The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I don't give a fuck what you say. You're still The Rock. You don't get a name.
But you know he took The Rock out. Like, it's not The Rock in the middle of the world, it's just Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, he took his time with that though. He thought it worked. You're still The Rock, bro.
Like, everybody's gonna call you The Rock. Like, even in the article, you're still The Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, you're gonna be The Rock.
That's another reason why I think Batista has a better chance.
Well, I mean, so I kind of agree and I kind of don't.
Okay.
Only because for the fact that the popularity of The Rock is through the roof.
I agree, but
and the popularity of Dwayne Johnson is coming up.
I feel as though he's overhyped and he can be better.
Oh yeah, but
that's
so,
my thing.
So, and I feel like The Rock, and I'm going to forever say The Rock. Sorry. I grew up on that. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
The Batista bomb.
Yeah. Rock bottom, people's elbow. I'm with all that.
Yeah, I'm more of a people's elbow guy.
Yeah.
Rock bottom's only for friends.
Yeah. Rock bottom for enemy too. they got all that. But no, like, so The Rock, to me, he branches out somewhat in his movies to an extent. He branches out to two genres. Kids and action.
I feel like the kids is the only reason why he was allowed to be in action. I feel like that's
I
all.
Feel like, I feel like he chose a good path to go.
Who?
The Rock. He chose a better in route by choosing to do the kids because that netted him a lot more moves, like the Tooth Fairy, things of that nature.
Pacifier 2? Oh.
No, that's Vin Diesel.
Oh, I know.
We're not going there. That's a whole nother conversation.
Endeavor, right.
But at the same time, I feel like, personally, I feel like The Rock should have stuck with Fast and the Furious. Even though. Well, I'm gonna say it only because I'm only gonna say it because of the fact of how much money that will make and the exposure that gives him. Not saying that he necessarily need that, but it's always good to help to check a bag and get exposure.
See, I understand to check a bag and get exposure. The problem is with me, just a little bit, especially when it comes down to The Rock, is he try to forces himself into series instead of having a series of his own. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he couldn't
even keep the Scorpion King
at all. Definitely not. Ass.
And they made three more after that.
Exactly.
And they were all, I didn't see none of them, but they made three more after that.
I'm pretty sure that's the problem with that is the fact that he hasn't
done.
Yeah. And you got to remember, Guardians of the Galaxy, Batista is secured within that whole universe.
No, well, no, he's leaving that.
He's leaving.
Apparently, I think he's done after Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Maybe it's because they cut his role or something after that, and it leads into the next phase.
Yeah, I forgot what happened.
See,
because
it's always complicated that way. Marvel solidifies people.
Yeah,
very solid.
Yeah, no. So as far as like that portion, Batista chose a great one.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm like. The Rock chose a good path because the kids would get him out there.
Mm-hmm.
It got him the exposure he needed to get to the action movies. Batista found a niche.
Yep.
And slid right in there.
And he's solid. He's solid. Why Gamora?
So to me, I just like more so the way he kinda acts a little bit with, mm-hmm. with Batista. Like it's, okay. It's almost more down to earth and natural.
Yeah.
Then sometimes The Rock might give you a slight too much,
mm-hmm.
a slight overdoneness.
Yeah,
of it.
He overexerts.
I'm like San Andreas was one of those to where I'm like, it was one of those movies to where he had to make more of it than what it really was.
Agree.
It wasn't that good of a movie to me. Same thing with Rampage.
Agree.
Rampage was decent, but at the same time, he had to make a lot more of that movie.
I agree. Mighty Joe Young 2 was probably one of those movies where I thought, you know, it was interesting, even though it came based off a video game.
Yeah.
But it just, you know.
It's I love that game, though.
It's interesting to see that. So let's hyper-focus back to the Army of the Dead.
With Batista.
Oh, isn't that directed by Zack Snyder? That's what I'm starting to notice, right?
Yeah, but so Zack Snyder has said that he's already started getting ready for Army of the Dead 2.
Ooh.
And he already dropped the trailer for Army of the Thieves.
Ooh.
Which is Matthew, I'm not going to mess up my dude last name, but he mm-hmm. played Ludwig Dieter.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to more so follow him and his crew
okay.
on who they were right when the zombie stuff really broke out.
Okay.
It was they're gonna show Dieter and them and his team either robbing something right before that or right during the beginning of that.
Okay.
But that's when Army of the Thieves take off, and then I think they're gonna run back to Army of the Dead 2, which mm-hmm. I am excited about, because if you've seen the end of the Army of the Dead 1, they set it up for 2, and yeah. they set 2 up to be decent.
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody's seen Army of the Dead. It's basically like apocalyptic with only in Las Vegas, though. It only happened in Las Vegas.
They contained it to Las Vegas. Let's okay. say that.
Better.
The containment of Las Vegas, they put the walls up, mm-hmm. things of that nature, and they kept the zombie outbreak into Las Vegas.
Right.
If you haven't seen it, pretty much what happens is it's an army transport. Woo out the bam, something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that happened. And then the virus got out there. My man's got bit.
Get out of there.
And then he started actually selecting. That's what I really like mm-hmm. about the movie, is that the main person, the main zombie or whatnot, the alpha zombie, he wasn't just biting everybody.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was biting select people mm-hmm. and turning them more so into his generals, and having them mm-hmm. bite random people and letting them go out there.
He was on some Night King shit.
Right. But when the alpha bit you, you were more intelligent, you were a lot mm-hmm. more faster, you were stronger, you had more like cognitive thinking, like you were able to actually reason
yeah.
and figure stuff out.
I feel
out.
As though you knew what you were doing. You were just following orders at that point.
Right. You wasn't just his lackey. You were somebody who I can give you an order and know you have the ability to go carry that out.
Yeah, I
not
agree.
Just I'm gonna send you to a field and let you go crazy because I can't give you an order.
Exactly. So what did you think of the plot? And what I mean by the plot, where who was the Asian guy that was
you're talking about my Scorpion?
Yeah,
you're talking about my guy Scorpion
Tanaka. Hiroku Sanada. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hiroyuki Sanada.
Tanaka.
I'm about Tanaka.
The setup of was it 100 million or 55 million?
Well, he was playing that. He was trying to play that.
Man, but the problem is the money was there.
It was.
That's the scary part.
It was, but he was on some other shit.
Yeah. But I felt the part when the girl, she was like, I don't know why he's here. I'm the helicopter. I feel like I'm the second important person here.
I feel her because she was like, look, I'm not trying to say y'all ain't as important, but you can't get home without me.
So I'm the second important.
So because leader, me, mm-hmm. your ass.
Exactly.
You at the end because you came from Tanaka. We don't even like your ass.
Her fucking hilarious. Cause that was a real moment. It's so many real moments when in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, hey. Don't fuck me.
But I also like Theo Rossi, Juice from Sons
Ooh.
Of Anarchy.
Ooh.
I like the character that he played because he played that stuck up security guard.
He played the fuck out of that role.
I'm better than everybody. Y'all ain't shit.
Oh.
We gotta
check your temperature.
Right. I'm on your ass type shit, and then got turned into a zombie. And he was still on that shit.
But the problem is, even till what's funny is when they sacrificed him. And me personally, after that all happened, you knew you was fucking with somebody that you shouldn't have been fucking with based on the power structure that you was an officer, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you trying to make this type of money? I wouldn't have went in there. Me personally, I felt the setup because at that point, no one has authority as soon as you go into this goddamn zone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody equal. To be honest, some people might not be equal.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't got a gun, we no longer equal. And that's what happened to him. He no longer was equal. And that's what it made him to a zombie.
Yeah, but then even then when he became a zombie, he still... Like, he got chosen by the alpha.
Yeah.
So he still had, you know, a little cognitive thought, and he still knew who fucked him over at the same time.
Oh, yeah, immediately.
So
yeah.
he was still ready to be on that bullshit with you, too.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, as the overall plot, I actually think it was pretty good for the fact that it had me thinking they were just going in there for the 100 mil until... Buddy ass started acting a little twitchy, and I'm like,
we should kill him first.
Bro, he was out here setting motherfuckers up. When he set old girl up in the
gotcha, bitch.
In the gotcha, kitchen, bitch. And she jumped through the window, bro. I was like,
I thought she was gonna make it though.
No, I had
so much.
So that's a plot hole in the movie. Right. That was a plot hole in the movie for me because she could have made it. They stood there and watched her die, and I'm like, I understand if you want her to die, but why are you standing there?
But you wasn't in my mind. You wasn't sure if she got bit or not.
That's cool, but you won't know it
until you check.
Right, but you know she got bit if you can leave her ass open. Yeah, and then they watched. They didn't even leave.
They was tweaking. They was.
Because I'm like, they just sat there and like, damn, we just going to watch her shoot these motherfuckers. Like, at the point in time she jumped through, she had at least 3-4 feet between everybody.
Bro, this bitch turned into Ip Man. As soon as they kept... And woke up six more. Got to kill five of them.
Bro, she was tagging their ass.
That's why I was like, when she jumped through the window, I thought she was good.
Yeah, me too.
And I just wanted to have that moment of, oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I know what you did.
Yeah.
Leave her. That's what he did. Leave her.
Yeah. But then they didn't help him.
Bro.
That pissed me off.
Bro. You can tell who I did like. I did like fucking.
I liked Omari.
You say you liked Amari. See, I wasn't even going to break up Amari. I was going to leave Amari last.
Okay, we'll get back to that. We'll come back to that.
I think his name was fucking Leon Beckwith. He was the other dude. It was the other dude. He was like, yeah, I'm a gangster. I'd kill a zombie right now. Boom, boom.
Hey. He was with it, too.
He was with all of it, bro.
He was with it until shit got real. He got a little scared, but then he got it back.
Bro.
He got it back,
in the casino, bro, I felt that. And he was trying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but he should have let the money go. And that's the hard part. You came in here for the money.
At that point in time, my life more important than that money.
For real.
I did like a... Anna De La Riga, Cruz. Sorry if I messed up your name. You hear this?
Man.
But I did like her. She was a G. That was a Batista's pretty much right hand person who end up being in love with him at the end. They didn't find out and then she died and all that. But
I feel like they should have gave that like a little bit more push in the beginning.
A little bit, yeah.
Because it wasn't enough for me like to really feel as bad as the performance of how him yelling.
Yeah.
When they snapped that bitch neck and turned it around. He was like, I came in for you. And now your daughter's here. And oh, I thought I fucked it up too. I didn't feel, I know I get that. You had a 2-hour movie and you could have spiced it in there or something.
Just a little bit. But you put it in the end, then she died, and then it was like, I ain't had time, you know.
I didn't feel as bad as her dying.
I ain't died
like the bitch jumped through the window.
Yeah.
I felt that one.
Because again, when she jumped through the window, she went through all that hell to get to that window to then jump through the window and then still die.
Exactly.
I feel what you're saying.
But it wasn't enough build up for this. The daughter situation, I ain't gonna lie to you. Man. Okay, y'all
go ahead.
People will be mad at me. I would have knocked my daughter's head completely the fuck off and put her ass somewhere while we going that goddamn thing. Yep. I know people like, yo, that's abusive. This is my daughter.
Okay.
And I know I'm going into hell by myself.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say one thing on that.
Dr. Head, completely fuck off.
I'm going to say one thing on that. But when it comes to my daughter.
Your daughter.
And the apocalypse. All that abusive shit. You're going to follow that order.
Right.
You're going to take your ass and stand to the side because I'm trying to make sure you don't get killed.
Yep.
And I can't make sure that everybody else, and I do my job while making sure you don't get killed. Why?
You know what happened
to mom? I will sacrifice them for you.
Immediately.
And that's the problem.
And that's why, like, in my mind, if any of the women viewers hear this, I want to just keep it honest with you. My daughter is my world. Okay. Besides my wife, my daughter is my world.
Yep.
If she don't want, if she want to be stubborn, she want to backlash and have a fucking period day, I don't fucking, I can't tolerate this. My wife, your mother, I had to kill personally myself. And you think I'm going to lose you too?
But then she, but then, but this is the part that pissed me off, is the fact that when they finally did talk about their issues, she was like, "You think that's the reason why I'm mad at you and don't and not talking to you?" I'm like, "Well, hell yeah, ain't it? Because you didn't say shit otherwise."
Look, I ain't got time to have these motherfucking childish conversations with you.
And then, she talking about some. No, you just up and left. Well, you wasn't fucking talking to me. Look, and I killed your mama.
No, I fucking have PTSD. Everything's not fucking about you.
True shit.
That's what people don't understand. True, like shit. That little part. That's why I'm like, I'm not gonna hear it off. If I gotta put this bitch in a coffin and tie and lock the box until I come the fuck back,
lock your ass in the box with holes.
Right. I don't got time.
Just so you can breathe.
Yeah, I don't have time for that, because at this moment, if I die and my daughter dies too, based on a decision I fucked up, or so one of these teammates who I barely trust, no, I'm not going to be able to live with that. I'm going to die with regret. I don't have time for that.
I agree.
It's not about you.
I agree. And at that, and because of that, I honestly didn't care for the daughter character too much, because it became annoying at that point, because she knowingly used the status of him being
her dad and the leader of the situation,
being her dad and the leader of the situation, to say, "Hey, I'm going. You did me wrong back then. You gonna let me go, but I'm not mad at you for doing that shit, but I am."
You're getting locked in a box.
With hoes. I'm gonna give you some air hoes.
Matter of fact, I ain't even gonna knock your head off. I'm gonna choke ass out, because I'm Batista. Choke ass.
Well, I'm gonna give ass that Spock touch.
Yeah, like, for real.
Hit
for
the
real.
Nerve on ass.
Because it's those situations where people don't understand, where it's not about you. You always have to remember, it's not about you. This moment isn't about you. I don't want to really go in there. I don't want to do any of this. This is a greater cause, a greater reason. It's not about you.
Even more the fact that it'd have been just his luck that your ass died and I lived. Now I gotta live with you being dead, with your mama being dead. I killed your goddamn mama. I'm just sitting here looking stupid.
Right. All this little moments because you wanted to go get this bitch Gita.
Because she followed the motherfucking coyote in there.
Yeah. And the coyote kept it honest. Like, she might be alive. I don't know where she went. And you want to go in there now?
Hey, but the coyote was honest across the board, though.
Yeah, she was a super buck.
I'm like, she, hey.
Super buck.
I'm like, going in here. I'm doing this. And that's it. If you make it, you make it. You don't, you don't. Dieter. I like the Dieter. I like.
Well, this is a masterpiece.
I really like the Dieter. His awkwardness, like the way he played the awkwardness, was great.
He was on point at all. I am
at
not
all times.
I am not a killer. Oh, look at that. You thought I couldn't do that to
you. He pulled the gun up. He was. Don't point that shit at me.
Yeah.
Don't ever point that shit at me.
Oh, Amari.
Man. Hey. Them two. Hey. Them two together? Them two together?
They did a phenomenal bounce. I felt the true energy.
I felt the chemistry.
Yeah. Because it was there. Because the performance. It's so hard to explain. Because one, Dieter saved him.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You've been protecting me this whole time.
Yeah.
I've been dead.
Yeah.
Let me do you one solid and put you in the safe with the money.
I was hurt when Dieter died. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm like, man, he went out like a G.
He did, though.
He went out like
a G. He went out. I saved you for the motherfucker who been protecting me, been actually giving me instructions, because nobody else can give me Dieter instructions.
At all.
And as much as Vanderhoe was talking shit about Dieter, he made sure Dieter was right on every fucking step of the fucking way.
And as soon as they ass came downstairs, as soon as Ward, or Scott Ward, who's Batista, came downstairs, like, Is it open yet? Oh, what the fuck? I need the time, dude. This is a masterpiece. And you just see, you just
finna. Man, the whole time about some.
Shut the fuck
man.
Up.
He's working, man. Look. Now he going to fuck around and start over.
Yeah, because he understood. Because I feel like, I'm pretty sure Dieter explained to him, like, man, I really got to do a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I got to actually listen hard for the clicks. I got to write down the ones that don't click. And X, Y, like, bro, I need y'all to shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
I already got motherfuckers shooting this shit outside. I got zombies everywhere. You think I want you to allow motherfuckers to come in here now?
Hey, him versus the alpha? Man.
Hey. He
a real one for trying to fight this nigga. He had a foo, shot at his ass. What I mean, the most fuck this. I'm gonna have to go knuckle to knuckle with this nigga.
Hey, he took, but that's why I fuck with Vanderhoe.
He took
Vanderhoe was with it. But hey, he was with it too. Cause he was
Yeah.
All right. Like, he was like a boxer walking to the ring.
Bro. And the thing, you know, this nigga's superhuman. So he like, man, if I get hit, I get hit.
And it's going to hurt. And he ate them hoes, though. He was flying everywhere, came back, was like, all right, let's fight again one more time.
Phenomenal performance. I, you know, in my mind, I was like, Amari ain't going to come out of this power shit strong enough. Keep going.
Oh, no.
Man, him and Dieter together. But
I've always liked Amari since I've seen him because I like his story.
Mm-hmm.
His story is really good on the fact of how he met Denzel and how Denzel paid for a lot of his acting classes and stuff like that.
Bro, that's dope.
And helped him out a lot when he was first starting. And he told him, like, yeah, when I get to the point where I'm able to pay you back, I'm Denzel. I don't need that shit.
Yeah, because Denzel, I feel like he was creating.
He saw something.
More.
Mm-hmm.
He's creating the next generation after him.
Yeah. He already got his son out there. Now you got him warm. Like, he's making sure.
Did he put Chadwick on, too? I'm pretty sure. Because I'm pretty sure I heard an interview.
Rest in peace, Chadwick.
Of Chadwick sleeping on Denzel's couch. And you know, Chadwick wasn't young either. Yeah. So it was one of those like, hey, I can help you out. And he slept on his couch. And that's why he kept eating.
Hey. Hey,
you know, when you got that
shout
influence.
Shout out to Denzel, man. Shout out to Denzel.
He's looking out, bro. Like,
rest in heaven. Rest in Wakanda, brother. For Chadwick. Always. But yeah, like I said, so Amari probably was my favorite out of all of it. I feel like he gave the best performance right next to Dieter. I feel like both of them.
I feel like the energy was just. It's one of those viral energies from the movie because I was like, I'm glad they're on the screen.
Yeah.
Every time they're glad they're on the screen.
Yes. Like, honestly, they are a reason I would really rewatch it again. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily because the movie was good, it's an action movie. It's like any other fucking action movie.
Because I'd be thinking of like the levels, like Amari, Dieter. I'm pretty sure the girl that jumped out the window was Chambers. I'm pretty sure that was her name.
Mm-hmm.
It's those little things. And then after that, it goes towards the dude. Who's the snake? Because he's the one who kept.
Yep. You're talking about Garrett Dillahunt.
Yeah.
Martin in there. Yeah. No. Yeah. He kept everything on.
Yeah.
Because he kept you hating him.
Yep.
Because you knew he was on, but at the same time you wanted to see how he was gonna do it. Because when he got the queen and chopped her damn head
clean,
man,
the fuck off.
I wasn't with the wire. He didn't just chop off.
What are you doing?
He saw through that motherfucker with the Garrett rope, mm-hmm, or whatever.
What are you doing, man? Phenomenal.
He saw through her, but he kept you watching the movie because you wanted to know, damn, what he gonna do? What he gonna do next? I already know he on some bullshit. It ain't just $100 million. They want some other shit.
Yeah, they want some real.
They want the zombies. Okay, now why they want the zombies? What they trying? Like, mm-hmm, you kept saying why with his character.
He was like, okay, why he on some other shit. You know why he's here.
Right. Now why are you gonna do this though?
Mm-hmm.
You want this. This is what you want. Why are you? So that's what his character kept. And like you said, Chamber, she kept the anticipation of when she was going to die or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a nice little 10, 15 minutes of, damn, she not going to make it out this kitchen.
Bro.
And she out the kitchen. Now, if it's hard for me to paint the picture of the kitchen, mm-hmm, picture it like it's a crowd and you got literally a foot between each person and she's crawling through.
Oh, bro.
And as she bumped them, she's taking their ass out. She with the knife.
Yeah.
And honestly, she would have made it through.
If they didn't leave ass.
If Martin bitch ass.
Leave her.
Ain't leave her in there while making noise.
Leave her.
And let her be set up like that. And she still fought to get out and they left her like that. They were petty as hell. They watched her die.
I think it's the good writing point. I don't know if that's like one of those feel points where they allow you to speak what you want to say.
Yeah.
Or writing. That gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. That's one of those we like the little ad lib you put in there. Mm-hmm. We gonna go ahead and keep that. Make sure you bitch. Put that on there. talking about script edit. Add that on there.
Yeah, gotcha, bitch. When he did that, I was just laughing. Like, oh, this motherfucker's petty. He's petty as fuck. Cause he was like, we should just kill him.
Mm-hmm.
You the person that just here to be watching all of us and shit. You're the most untrusted. We don't even know why your purpose is here.
Like literally, like. We get the money right out you because we're going to get the money. What the fuck we need you for?
Yeah, what we need. Yeah, it's something we're being watched now.
Yeah, that's literally all it felt like.
You didn't tell us your story. We didn't connect at all. You just hear it.
You and Belly there when we first had the goddamn conversation.
Exactly.
You just kind of popped up with a hat on.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, y'all?
Yeah. You're going to be on the team. He's going to be watching you guys. I'm not here to watch you guys.
Tanaka, what the fuck? You didn't even give me. We didn't approve of this.
Talking about this one part of the deal when we first talked
at all,
and then we get to Batista.
Okay, I'm not. I just want to throw this ahead. When he turned into a zombie at the end, that was terrible. That was really terrible. That was really terrible. I'm sorry. That performance, that little right there. I'm like, I feel like, yeah, it was just bad, bro.
Cause I mean, so in the movie as a whole, in the action movie, he wasn't bad. I mean, he was decent
as a lead role.
I feel
he
like
did better than what The Rock could do.
I was about to say, I
went there.
You did. You did. Yep. That's deep. Cause I
as a lead role for 2 hours and 15 minutes. I have never watched a movie with The Rock in it for 2 hours.
I don't know if The Rock
movies.
Been in the movie that's been that long.
As he's the lead role alone, just saying.
Okay,
that you didn't piggyback off anybody.
First off, Batista was not the lead role alone. Okay, because Amari carried a lot of that movie.
Listen.
You can
listen,
say what you want.
I don't think he did.
But he carried.
Let me tell you why I say that. Because when you turned on the movie, right? Who was the first motherfucker you seen? This nigga flipping burgers.
When you turned off the movie, who was the last motherfucker
Amari
you seen?
Turning into the goddamn zombie.
So again, Amari carried a lot of that movie too.
You right. But remember.
I ain't saying lead role by himself. I can't say it.
You tell why I say the lead role, right? Who had more screen time? Just them. Overall. I'm pretty sure it was Scott Ward.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be close.
Right, I'm not gonna be close.
But what I mean by close is I can't lean it directly toward right. Batista way.
Listen, everybody ain't the Michael. There's a Scotty. There's a Dennis.
There's a Ron. There's a Steve.
Okay, do you see what I'm saying?
Look,
right?
You don't even know the rest of them.
No, I'm giving examples, right? Yeah, when you bring it up, you know Mike. That's why Batista, you was the main person, right? And then he was like, Amari, I'm going to be honest. I feel like you were supposed to be a lot higher than him. But, you know, we just going to let this
like,
ride.
That's
what you said.
I feel like Amari.
Scotty.
Yeah.
Scotty.
All right.
You know what I'm saying, right?
I guess I can accept it on this
yeah. You feel me? You know, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, Batista more important than Amari. What I'm saying is.
Amari is a better actor.
Agreed.
100%.
But the thing is, I feel like he had more sauced experience.
Yeah,
with the television series power, you that right there,
but
geeked you.
But at the same time, I feel like he has greater range. From what I've seen.
Agreed.
From what I've seen,
I'm not disagreeing.
Cause like I say, I don't know Batista got that range because I ain't seen it yet.
Listen,
I feel like he do though. I feel like he might have something in there.
He didn't have the opportunity to have a television show that required you to be better. That required you to either get a bigger range or be a better person.
Yeah.
That's the scary. Bigger range or better person. That's hard.
Yeah.
And you a big motherfucker. So it's hard to find that many big motherfuckers like his size that are good actors. Unless you're a father.
That's true.
You know, but we need more from you. I expect more from Dave Batista. I hope his reign or his rise become better.
I feel like he will. I feel like he has a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like the fact of... I feel like that he would get better opportunities. I just feel like he needs to make sure he doesn't get typecast. Because that's what The Rock is doing. The Rock is typecast. To where if The Rock does not go out and make a good drama movie or something along them lines, he will forever be stuck in. I mean, it's not a bad typecast but.
Come to think of it, I was disrespectful to The Rock. He did have a television show called Ballers that got canceled. It was okay.
Oh, that shit on HBO.
Yeah.
Oh, you never seen that.
I was disrespectful. I apologize, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I rarely do this for you.
It was
a good couple episodes by other characters.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You will watch a few episodes, but to be honest, I didn't finish the season either.
Mm.
That's why I'm like, I think of experience. Mm-hmm. Who gave you the opportunity to go further? Your range wise.
Mm-hmm. And did you go further range wise at the same time? You had the chance, did you take it? And did you do a good job when you took it? Okay.
See, maybe that's what my problems were.
All right, because I was like, I ain't seen that.
Yeah, that's
what I kind of got to check it out now.
HBO Max it. Like, you're free.
I got it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to check that out.
That's what I'm like. Yeah, he did have that. I think he had 2 seasons.
Yeah, so especially when you put it to that point of the TV show versus the movie. The movie is 2 flat hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's it. There is no, until they make another one. Whereas, like you said, with the TV show, it can be something different. Every different episode, mm-hmm. it's a different situation. Every different season, it's a different situation. Overall, then you got the smaller situations on the inside of the episode. So I can see the different avenues that you're talking about when it comes to the TV show and how much of a chance you had
mm-hmm.
to be a different character
the
and
range
have.
Is yep. go up, down, yep. down, up. Still, matter of fact, you might not even be in it this episode.
Right.
As much. You might have a flicker. And then you go
you
from,
in the car.
Now you've been shot over the ledge and you're falling because your son killed you. But, you know, things like that.
And you have to go from being in the car to mm-hmm. now I'm back on screen. Mm-hmm. I'm screaming and hollering. I got to think of everything that happened before that.
Mm-hmm. Mira, mira, mira.
To get me here.
What? Did you just speak Spanish and then go back to being a businessman? Then you went back to doing this. Mm-hmm. Then you going back to being a father. Then you go back to being a politician. Mm-hmm. You go through all these range moments, but yet you telling me The Rock got canceled out 2 seasons. I'm sorry. I feel, mind you, I do like The Rock. I expect better from him because you are The Rock. You feel what I'm saying? That's like saying Will Smith can't act.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. Yeah. That'd get almost everybody in the world slapped.
Quickly.
Like, quickly. Won't feel bad. No hesitation.
It's In my mind, when I have these conversations, I feel as though his platform is bigger than him, and we expect more from him.
Yes.
And that's my problem.
Yes. That's all I can say to that is yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're an icon that's still going on, and I'm confused at why you ain't better than how you was back then.
And I'm like,
at your youth.
And I'm like, especially when it comes to all the different actors that are, I mean, wrestlers turned actors, mm-hmm. like, you got a couple different ones out there, so you're going to be compared to other ones. And
all day.
But at the same time, you are the icon above them when yeah. you look into the wrestling world. Like,
seriously.
Like, you are. Like, none of them will catch up to you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. They won't.
Mm-hmm.
The only people, in my opinion, who are really on your level was Stone Cold Steve Austin. And Shawn Michaels was close.
But the problem is they weren't allowed in that screen to mm-hmm. develop like they gave
yep.
The Rock.
Yep. Yep. I'm like, Stone Cold just happened to make a good gimmick that mm-hmm. ran him, and there was nothing they could do to stop that gimmick.
Beer.
Like,
more beer.
And middle fingers. Like, there was nothing they can do to stop his gimmick.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the push The Rock gap
mm-hmm.
behind the WWE, WWF, all mm-hmm. that, it to me, from what I've seen kid growing up, was a lot. Still gets it to this day.
Right.
Whereas the rest of them, to me, as far as I've seen, does not necessarily get that. The only other person who do it, Brock Lesnar.
And it was hard. It was hard for them to get there. Like Dave Batista, that's why I had to bring up the Batista bomb. Do we have another move? You remember how you just brought up the Rock Bottom and the People's Elbow? Right. It's interesting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How certain icons, like, you know the Stone Cold Stunner. Do you have another one?
No.
But yet, they're on the same platform level. So when
I... That Stunner was enough, though.
It was enough.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, he just happened to be enough, though.
And it's interesting. Like, John Cena.
Like, John Cena...
Don't he got, like, the F5 and then the same type of move as The Rock?
No, he got the F5 and the STFU was a submission hold that he bought after a while.
So
yeah.
He didn't jump over people? That's what I be thinking about. So yeah, during that era.
But it wasn't a finishing move. It wasn't a people's elbow. It was just like a signature move. Oh. What they would call that.
That's cute.
Whereas the rock bottom was on that signature move / finishing move.
Mm-hmm.
People's elbow was a finishing move.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, choke slam, tombstone, okay. Finishing move, signature move, finishing move type shit.
Okay.
So Stone Cold's signature move was the Luther press when he jumped on you and hit you in the face, okay. Or gave you did the elbow when he bounced off the rope and did the middle fingers.
Okay.
Those were his signature moves, where Stone Cold Stunner mm-hmm. was the finisher.
Okay.
Same thing with The Rock. The Rock Bottom was more so of a finisher / signature.
Okay.
And the People's Elbow was strictly a finisher.
So with Batista.
No, Batista just has a Batista bomb. I ain't got shit for him. A clothesline. That's it.
But you knew how big Batista was. And that's why the Batista bomb was a little bit different.
But see, I think Batista's also thing was, is, like I say, we can't compare that necessarily to The Rock, mm-hmm. because The Rock was great solo and in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And he was entertaining to watch on all of them aspects. Batista to me was
He was always a solo destroyer.
Well, he was a solo destroyer that was always in a group that wasn't allowed to speak. Yeah. That's how his character was.
Agreed.
He was a solo destroyer who can whoop all ass if he was by himself, but he had to follow what the group said, so he was never that big to begin with within the group. And then they never gave him the mic time and stuff like that, and, like they give to The Rock.
And that's why this movie to me was important for Batista, Dave Batista.
Oh, absolutely. Because especially with the actors and then the director and producer and stuff you worked with.
Zach had faith in you enough.
To let you, in your words, lead this movie.
The leader.
If you was the A. If you can see my Mario quotations.
A, B.
A1 is what you fuck you can say.
A1. What?
Yeah.
This ain't steak sauce.
Yeah, A. And then we had A-1. Or you can do A-2 to make you feel better.
Okay.
I'm not going to drop Mario down to B. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying he's a B actor. I'm just saying he's A supporter.
He's
A supporter.
Nah, I ain't going to call him support. That's rough. That's deep. Support is the wrong word to use.
Okay.
I'm saying he's A1. You have A.
Okay.
And then you have A-1. That's the little subcategory. Okay.
I'll let it go.
The bullet point.
So the real question is, what do you give Army of Dead by Zack Snyder? Zack Snyder. You okay? Yeah.
Yeah. So as an action movie, not a horror action movie. I don't know why the fuck they put horror on there. Need to take that stupid ass shit off. It's a strictly action movie.
I heard Zombieland.
That's what it looked like in Vegas. But no, I give it a strong 7.5 to 8. Like, because it's an action movie and it's something I can watch again, especially with Amari and Dieter in there. Their banter got me to get that at 8.
Okay.
Before that, I would probably be at like a 6.5, 7, because again, it's an action movie, but it's a zombie action movie. I've seen a lot of those. Okay. It wasn't too much more done, except the only difference in this one, and we did not talk about earlier, was the baby. That the zombies had.
I left that alone because I was confused. I didn't know what was going on.
But
I feel like they didn't give us enough context for that.
Yeah.
That was my problem.
But that's why I say I'm like, but that is a big difference when it comes to the zombie movie, that they were able to have a baby. Mm-hmm. But without that good on-screen chemistry and that banter of Amari and Dieter, no, I'm at a strong 6.5 in that area. Now I'm at a strong 8 because of that character development, and I'm hoping.
Okay.
The second one and Army of the Thieves, the prequel, can actually meet that requirement of being at least in that area.
Okay. I've been having a lot more faith with Zach. With that being said, I'm going to give it an 8.
Mm.
A solid 8. I'm not going to give what if they weren't there. I'm not going to do that. Okay. I'm not going to do that. That's just so be like, I'll be honest, it was a shitty movie if they wasn't there.
Yeah, see, right. That's why I didn't do the what. I mean, well, yeah.
I'm like, it's an 8. The reason why it's an 8, I would watch it again. The only reason why I would even put it in a 7 category, I would say it was too long.
Okay.
That 2 hour of 15 minutes, you was trying to build up a storyline that had too many plot holes for me.
Especially because you left some shit in there. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, like how you said, the baby. Like how you said, Tanaka. Who is Tanaka?
5-10 minutes of him.
Yeah. Who is Tanaka? He's a rich billionaire in Vegas.
When we don't even know why he wants the zombie. Like, is he the one that had them in the beginning and lost them through the army thing and he's trying to get his shit back?
See, they didn't give me that.
Right.
And that's what bothered me.
We don't know anything about that either. We don't even know why the fuck the shit happened.
And that's why I said, you gave me 2 hours and 15 minutes of something that I honestly didn't get enough information, which you could have wrote in there. You could have got a quick little monologue or something. You even tried to do it with the military dude that he sent in there. He was like, yeah, I needed this head because this is worth more than the money that was in there. We can possibly la-di-da-di-da. You did it so quick to the point you're chopping off someone's head next to the bitch with a big gun. You should have did this information, like an overview or something, him talking to Tanaka, giving more insight to exactly what's going on instead of that. I don't need that little quick little monologue. Give me description, because we're in a zombie apocalypse type of thing. Even though I don't think they were zombies, I think they was like mutants or something like that, because they had their own little language, all that shit. But you could have done better instead of monologuing. And I don't know if that's between either Zach, the writers, or them just trying to compress everything into one movie based on their budget.
Right.
But I feel as though you could have did a better way of presenting me the information of, like how you said, what was going on, why this, Because, like, Tanaka, I don't know what was your purpose. You didn't give me nothing. You were just a mysterious Asian multimillionaire that got reimbursed for insurance. You did all that. You put that
you
in.
You already said I got the money back.
You got the money back, so...
So then why are you sending people in to get another $100 million?
Right, you're questioning something. So something doesn't seem right.
Right.
And that was my problem, because if I was the person going in to get the money, I would know why.
Especially if you already got
your, if you already got your money back, what is my real purpose? For,
right. What do you really want? Because we know it's not just you sending us in there to go get another $100 million that you about to split up with us. That's stupid.
They did a great and phenomenal job of describing the fact of, oh, Tanaka sent another team here. Okay. So why didn't they get out?
True.
You know, it's all these things where
it's questions.
Yeah, it's a lot of questions that Scott didn't ask in the beginning, and that kind of bothered me. Because it was a lot of challenging. I don't know what type of character development they tried to do for Scott Ward, which is Batista. But it's so many plot holes, just like the bitch jumping out the window, right? Mm-hmm. Like how you brought up earlier, like why they couldn't save her and they could have saved her. That shit bothered me. Like it's those little indiscretion of moments. Like, for example, when Amari was on, or what's his name?
Vanderhoof.
When that nigga was on a motherfucking plane and he was over there eating champagne, kicking it, and then you realize he was bit. They didn't tell us.
Right. No. Nobody knew. We didn't realize that shit until you saw it at near the end.
Mm-hmm. And that right there alone is what I mean. They could have gave us better way of film instead of just doing like, yo, oh, this is the reason why we're here for this alpha queen. Right. This run did the head of this bitch. La di da di da. You know, I understand them being zombies. I understand them being all of that. And they can't really describe or explain how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do it a different way. If you could have did that with the zombies, you could have did that with a variety of other things.
Especially for the fact, like you said, they gave the zombies a language. And you gave them the cognitive thinking, affected with the alpha.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you could have showed a little more interaction with the zombies to the other zombies with him, like I say, being the alpha and treating them like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they allowed to have their own city?
And mind you, why are they allowed to have their own...
How is Vegas not just bombed and wiped the fuck off the earth by
now? And they was very creative, you know? And the only reason why I say creative, this motherfucker was on a horse and there was a fucking tiger.
Yeah.
Like how you said, that tiger just don't sit right with
me. Yeah, yeah.
So with that being said, you gave a more creative aspect with the zombies.
In certain areas.
But you didn't give it your 100. I feel as though you gave me 70% of what you could possibly do. I don't know if that's the writer. I don't know if that's the director. But it's just those little moments, like those details, like, yep, the tiger's walking around.
Because even more, what the fuck with the world government when this happened? Like, how the hell y'all just
They
say,
still existed.
Yeah. Obviously, everybody else living just fine.
You didn't give us that information.
Anywhere outside of Vegas, you were in a regular fucking life.
Right.
But when you were in Vegas, it was an issue. It's zombies everywhere. The zombies never left Vegas. They didn't even try to get out of Vegas.
Exactly.
They stayed in Vegas perfectly fucking fine.
So you have cognitive.
So therefore... That zombies should have had a little more interaction with each other to show that cognitiveness of them. But then also at the same time, it should, like you said, should have been more backstory on where was the world government? Why did they allow the zombies just to keep Vegas?
They didn't do that. And that's why I give it an 8. In real life, I want to give you a 7.2. Because the lack of information bothers me a lot.
I can see that.
The lack of information bothers me because I really do be watching. I'm like, okay, this is a 2-hour-and-15 movie. With that being said, I am investing... Mentally for me, okay, either two good series, hour long, or a 130 plus another 130 in my mind. Okay, this isn't...
You're talking about 130
and plus another 130 in my mind. This is because at that point, it get longer than what you're...
What it need to be.
Exactly.
And you drag it out to where your fillers don't feel right.
At all.
And
you fucking plot holes. The plot holes plus the hour don't add up to me.
Yeah. Because I'm like, at that point in time, the plot hole should have been fixed in the 2.5 hours.
All day. I would have knew everything that happened. Well, the U.S. government wasn't trying to blow up Vegas because they are the creator of it. And they're using Tanaka. Like, you could have done that a lot better. That didn't take that long. You could have did like a quick scene of looking at the news while this nigga flipping patties and some shit. Mm-hmm. But you didn't do that.
Something like a quick line across the screen.
Yeah, give me some Easter eggs.
Tanaka just bought X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit I can go searching and I gotta go look up like, oh damn, I did miss that. Let me go back and look at it.
Right. You gave me the act of when they was transport him and it blew up and they trying to figure out what happened. You didn't even explain to me why it blew up.
You don't explain to me why you were transporting shit in the first fucking place.
Exactly.
But the movie opened up on you motherfuckers on the street.
Yeah. And you were just supposed to accept like, yep.
We transporting a biological weapon. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Who?
I'm trying to figure out who blew it up. You didn't give me that. Yeah, just supposed to accept. He blew up and got free. And then there was like, oh, the cargo, and then oh yeah, everybody got killed.
And then he ate them. And then they motherfuckers say, get away from it.
How the fuck was I supposed to get away from?
With no cars.
And you said,
and then the motherfuckers that had the cars, they didn't even get in the cars. Cause not all of them were messed up.
At all.
But they all got it, then they got on foot.
They're done. Bad writing at that bumper right there.
Yeah.
That's why I was nervous in the beginning. Then you see this nigga flipping burgers.
But like I say, the movie picked up.
It was a slow beginning.
I give it an 8. But you see why I say it. I'm giving it an 8 because of who was on the screen. Without that on the screen, like I say, I'm at a strong 6.5, 7.
Yeah, this motherfucker dropped from a B to a D.
It literally comes back to it's another action zombie movie, but got more plot holes than the fucking action zombie movie.
Yeah.
Like, you got more plot holes than Resident Evil. And that's deep. Because Resident Evil, across the board,
was Swiss cheese.
But actually explained enough of it for you to get through there. Mm-hmm. Like, you knew who the bad guy was, why they was doing what they did, what they were trying to fucking do, how they were trying to do it, and if they were going to accomplish it.
Exactly.
You knew all that. We ain't know none of that in this.
And that was my only problem. I do recommend people to watch it.
Yeah, no. Check it out for yourself. Like I said, it's a great... wrong word. Sorry. Bring it back. It's a good movie to watch.
Good.
If you ain't got shit to do, it's a good movie to have on. If you will laugh.
It's a good 2-hour filler.
You're going to like the action movie. I mean, the actionness of it. Like, it's nothing scary. Ain't shit scary. I don't know why they put horror up there. Maybe because of zombies and they just throw horror with zombies. But yeah, I feel like
it's a rating thing.
Yeah, stupid. It should have just been an action movie with zombies. Because that's what it was. Like, it almost like a damn video game, kind of.
Yeah, definitely was a video game.
Like,
yeah, just look at Alpha Queen every time when the head just like, okay, just don't too long on her face.
Don't compare that shit to World War Z. You'd be upset.
Yeah,
you'd be upset. Don't compare it to World War Z. Two different type movies.
I give it more of like a Zombieland vibe.
Yes, absolutely.
Zombieland
in Vegas.
Yep.
Zombieland in Vegas. That's what it is.
With zombie tiger and zombie horse
and military trained people.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Instead and money. Of just, and a lot of money.
Yeah. Instead of just regular folk. Mm-hmm. Is military trained people and a regular folk.
And a dude that was a vlogger.
Yeah.
That I'm surprised he survived as long as he did.
Couple gangsters in there. You know?
It was just him. His homie was a hoe. He said, fuck this man. He was smart though. Sometimes you gotta be a bitch sometimes to get through some shit. Cause he was like, I decided for this. I thought you wanted the zombie kill.
No, I gotta go. But no, like I say, great movie, good movie. Some I'll watch again. Some I would definitely check out. I'm definitely looking forward to Army of Thieves, though. Like I said, I like Dieter. So I feel like that's going to be a good movie. I'm definitely looking forward to Army of the Dead, too, because of how that one ended with Omari being bit and that he going to be the new Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Deep. Because especially if he keep in cognitiveness and he was already the, like, trained military.
Oh, yeah.
Trained killer.
Fuck that.
He already, man, it's going to be rough. He going to get off the plane and it's going to be deep. So, I'm excited about the Army of the Dead 2. I'm excited about the Army of the Thieves. I liked Army of the Dead that came out. So, overall, it's all pretty decent. And it's looking up for them. And Batista, well, not Batista. He's not in that one.
Yeah, he did.
But Omari. But I feel like Batista got a lot more coming down the pipeline. And I honestly can't wait to see what he has coming down. I really hope he gets something with some drama in there, some type of dramatic in there. Give me some tears or something. Like,
give me
some, a little bit more range.
Force his range.
If that's what you got to do,
force is right.
But just give me a little bit something else outside of your normal box, and I feel like he will fly. Like, I really do feel like
that. Yeah, I have a lot of hope on him.
I do.
Unfortunately, I do. I'm afraid.
unfortunately, I do.
I do. Unfortunately, I do. But I'm riding for you. Okay.
Yeah. Like I really hope and pray that you get some fantastic role coming into the future, and you just take off. Because I'm like, it's hard to shed that big burly wrestler.
Yeah, image. Always. You a big dangerous motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm like, and it's forever hard to shake that. But if you can give me a role and you play that bitch with all your heart, and that motherfucker snap. I will forget that you are Dave Batista, WWE, WWF. Like, you're gonna be Dave Batista.
You gotta try to get out of those.
Don't get typecast, homie.
Because then you'll end up being, you know, Terminator Forever, Mr. Freeze, and Jingle All the Way,
and Escape Room, and shit like that.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
Yeah, no, this is a good one. This is a really good one.
Please subscribe to our podcast. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and especially Spotify.
Check us out. Y'all gonna hear us every week.
All right, we out.
Cheers.